New York City's Broadway. It's been shut down since March, and it will now, we know, remain closed until at least next June. Theaters will be among the last to reopen following the COVID-19 pandemic, further impacting New York City's economy. News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin live for us tonight on Broadway with a story. Tom?
And you know what, Joe? It's not just here in New York. The same story's playing out in a smaller way in theater companies all over the country. Tonight, actors and producers here say it's not just the airlines that need a bailout.
The curtain fell abruptly March 12th. Broadway closed first through the summer, then through the year, now through May 30th, if not longer.
I think the pain is in seeing our colleagues unemployed, all of us unemployed.
News Nation checking in with Broadway workers over a long, idle summer, like veteran producer Eric Falkenstein.
You can't count up the number of days in the last century that Broadway has been shut down by something like a hurricane or a war, anything else that add up to what we've lost already.
Tamar Green is a young performer whose career is taking off. He was playing George Washington in Hamilton, now sidelined.
And you're like left with like nothing. Everything stopped. All your income stopped, all your passion stopped. And so you're like, I'm literally just existing with no income, no nothing, everything I've worked so hard for all these years, and it's all gone.
And the ripple effect is enormous. An estimated 97,000 workers rely on Broadway for their livelihoods. The annual economic impact in New York, nearly $15 billion. In making the announcement this morning, the Broadway League said, we are working tirelessly with multiple partners on sustaining the industry once we raise our curtains again. But some wonder what that industry will look like without federal help. Actors Equity is the union representing theatrical performers.
I believe that the theater is going to come back strong, but we have to get past this pandemic. The help that we are not receiving from the government is really creating a larger problem for workers across the country.
And the relief they're looking for is contained in the next stimulus package. There's $10 billion in aid for the arts. That package, of course, currently stalled in Congress. Live in New York, Tom Negevin, News Nation.